Sometimes a boost of self-esteem is what you need to make it through that interview, to make it through that moment, whatever it may be. With 5 simple steps, you can gear up for whatever it is. It's great to get some pep from a friend or seek advice from someone you trust, but sometimes you just need to find that reassurance within. Give yourself that pep talk. So when you're trying to bring up your self-esteem, to make yourself feel better for something you're doing, pat yourself on the back. I know it sounds funny, but that contact, it really can feel good. Just don't break your elbow trying to do it. Or give yourself a high five if you can't quite reach your back. You need to practice positive self-talk. That's what they call it. It's a great way to relieve stress, but you have sentences that, you know, how we found the 3 things that we liked about ourselves. Well, you can take some of these sentences, have them help you to feel better about yourself. So some examples. I am awesome because. I am awesome because. I am proud of myself because. I am proud of myself because. No matter how small. Even though blank didn't work out, I am moving forward. One of my strengths is blank. I am thankful for blank. I can do it because Jay believes in me. Or because you believe in yourself. I can do it because I look up to my role model. I am a role model too. I believe in my abilities. I will triumph. I rock more than Elvis Presley in the Grand Canyon. You can write out lists. If saying sentences out loud isn't your thing, then write down the things that are your strengths, your passions, your interests. Write down your goals. One thing that I like to do is write down my goals and put them next to my mirror in the morning so I remember what I'm working towards. You take those steps to aim and achieve your goals. That pep talk of looking at your goals and seeing how far you've come can really help. Start with small goals. You don't even have to do the big ones. But knowing that those goals are there and you are going to make them come true. Reasons why you're amazing. If you can't find reasons why you're amazing, please come to me and ask, because you are amazing. You'll find them. There are reasons others think that you're amazing. So be amazing, and you will be amazing. Treat yourself. You know, a lot of us are really hard on ourselves. So I always say, perception is everything. Change your perception. Make a change. Do the opposite. Just think, I shouldn't be hard on myself. So I'm going to stop. I know it's not that easy, but that's where you start. You know, you can try to finish that textbook chapter or write that paper. Give yourself a chip after every page or a cookie at the end. Treat yourself to some TV time afterwards or a talk with a friend. Get some me time and do whatever makes you smile. You have to be nice to yourself before anybody else can be nice to you. So know that. You are somebody you can love. Love yourself first. Another way to help is to get inspired online. Like this audio, there's a whole world at your fingertips. There's a treasure trove of motivational information online. You can find things that will give you pep talks or enhance your self pep talks or just look at cute animals and make you feel better. There's all kinds of things. Whatever you like, you can find it online. Just stay away from the dark stuff, the stuff that'll make you think bad thoughts. I'm not talking about dark porn. I'm talking about the dark stuff, like the things that bring down your mind. I never read the news before I go to bed, because that's not the frame of mind I should sleep in. Never do something that brings you down before you need to be brought up. So, that's my inspiration today. Give yourself a nice little pep talk. Tell yourself you're awesome because. Write out lists about why you want to achieve certain goals and how you're going to do it. Pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a high five. And treat yourself nice. You deserve to be treated nice. And if no one else will do it for yourself. Love yourself first.